Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Benning.
Bit of a different role for Jennifer Lawrence in Mother.
Yeah, you've got quite an impressive cast. You've got Jennifer Lawrence and her husband, played by Javier Bardem. You also have Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer as an older couple who sort of invades their home late one night. It's a psychological thriller / horror film that'll leave a lot of people scratching their heads and a little disturbed. It is a very out there role for Jennifer Lawrence. It's rated 18A. There's disturbing content warnings. I think some people will be a little shocked, a little surprised, but buyer beware.
Hello.
Hello.
And what brings you to us?
He's a stranger.
Who's that?
Did you know he had a wife?
What were you doing in their luggage?
Why don't you want kids?
Why are you crying?
Hey, who are you?
Who are you?
Are you telling me the truth?
Get out of my house!
Then there's American Assassin.
Yeah, this one's very predictable, cliche, but it's a lot of fun. You've got a young up-and-coming star by the name of Dylan O'Brien. He's a CIA black op who's trained by Cold War expert Michael Keaton. And they're sort of put into operation by the CIA, investigating some mysterious killings and terrorist acts. And they're ultimately trying to stop a world war from starting in the Middle East. Again, just mindless entertainment from start to finish. Check your brain at the door and just enjoy the action.
So some bad things happened to you.
Adrian!
Now you want to kill those mean old terrorists.
For starters?
Mitch, it's off the charts. He's exactly what I've been looking for.
He's not ready. But he will be.
All right, the Movie Mill, you have a premiere. Love, Kennedy, based on a true story, and it's a faith-based film.
It is, yeah, and it's been a while since we've had one of these, and they play well in our neighborhood. But it's a story about a girl named Kennedy Hansen. She's a fun-loving child, but inexplicably she starts falling down, and they can't figure it out. After years, they diagnose her with a very rare disease. It's called juvenile Batten disease. I'm not spoiling anything here. She only lived 16 years, and it's a bit of a sad movie, but it's how the family deals with it with their faith and how they go on to inspire those around them. It's really a touching film. It's rated G, so no profanity was harmed in the making of this film.
The images of Kennedy's eyes show trauma. Trauma like I haven't seen.
It's a disorder that keeps the cells from ridding themselves of waste. There is no cure.
And then there's this one based on Stephen King's fantasy series, The Dark Tower.
Yeah, of course, we know Stephen King had a huge hit last weekend with the clown movie that we referenced earlier. But this one stars Idris Elba as he's the last gunslinger, and he's out to protect the Dark Tower, which is under attack by Matthew McConaughey, who is the Man in Black. It's classic good versus evil. I know the critics didn't care much for this one, but the general public has enjoyed it. I think the only people that maybe were disappointed were the true Stephen King fans. It maybe wasn't a classic adaptation. But it's a very playable, enjoyable film.
That's why you say the movie's never as good as the book, I guess.
Often.
And finally, a raunchy comedy called Girls Trip.
Yeah, you've got Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish. It's actually one of the few R-rated comedies this summer that actually succeeded, and it succeeded very well. It's certified fresh, Rotten Tomatoes, a 90-plus rating. It made well over $100 million. The four lifelong friends travel to New Orleans, and it's kind of a hangover for women, shall we say, but very well done, very well reviewed by both critic and user.
Trailers and showtimes await you at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Benning from the Movie Mill. As always, thanks for your expertise, and we'll talk to you next week.
Very welcome. See you at the movies.